This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Immigration's a divisive issue in Washington these days. In North Texas, though, some members of the local congressional delegation, both Democrats and Republicans, found some common ground on Thursday. Immigration's about as hot as any issue out there now. It came up during the Dallas Regional Chamber's congressional summit that featured Democrats and a Republican. Democrat Eddie Bernice Johnson represents much of southern Dallas County.
We have almost open borders, and no country can survive with open borders. But we do have to be fair. We need to look at the talents we need and the future of our nation. I don't think we'll solve the problem on the border until we do get comprehensive immigration reform.
Van Taylor is a Republican who represents much of Collin County. He says there are nearly 30 million people in Texas, and he says the population's not just growing, but changing.
Those people weren't all born here. That is a lot of immigration to this place. And that's a great thing. Immigration has made us stronger. It's made us better. We have a lot of great people that come here.
Taylor says business leaders tell him they need skilled immigrant workers to fill jobs that Texans aren't filling or can't fill.
And when I talk to employers around my district, they need more employees. They need more people that are competent. And so if you increase that workplace visa, not a single one of those visas is given to a single person unless they've tried to fill that job with an American. So it's an opening that we can't fill.
Mark Vesey, a Democrat whose district covers parts of Tarrant and Dallas counties, has heard the same thing. He also wants the worker shortage issue included in any immigration reform package.
Any bill that we pass, we really need to look long-term at what our future employment needs are going to be. It's something that we really have to be able to work together, and we should be able to work together in a bipartisan manner on this.
The Congress members discussed other local issues, like education and the economy, where they continue to find plenty of common ground. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.